Welcome to SickCast, brought to you by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.
Welcome to Vesakhi Countdown, a series highlighting individual experiences and relationships that people hold with Vesakhi. Coming from diverse backgrounds, countries, and experiences, our team is passionate about sharing their connection to Vesakhi and its resonance in their lives. Follow along as each team member highlights their story of what Vesakhi means to them. Today, you will hear from Dr. Prithpal Singh, who serves on the Sikri board.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to the third day of our Vesakhi Countdown. I am Prithpal Singh, and I serve on the board of Sikh Research Institute. On the first day of Vesakh, in 1699, the world witnessed something it had never seen before. Guru, perfection, submitted to disciple, imperfection. And the message sent was very clear. Guru not only embraced, but uplifted and empowered common individuals to become his equals. In earlier slokas of Asta Ki War, it says, Balihari gur apne devhari sadwar jin manas te dev te kiye karatna lagi var. Meaning, I adore my guru hundreds of times a day. I am in awe with my guru. My guru is so awesome. I will be willing to do anything and everything for my guru because he transformed average beings into enlightened beings. He transformed common individuals into divine-like individuals. Guru Gobind Patshah transferred divine sovereignty vested in him into Khalsa Panth that day in Vesakhi 1699. And the beauty here is that he placed no restrictions on its accessibility. It mattered not what you looked like, where you were born, what language you spoke, what your family background was. What did matter was your willingness to be inspired, your willingness to change for the guru, your willingness to do anything what the guru asks. There were five freedoms given that day by Guru Gobind Patshah. These five doctrines, commonly called Nash doctrines, were suffocating the human spirit. And they still continue to do so to some extent. First one was krit, meaning occupations. Some occupations were deemed embarrassing by the society. Instead of occupation defining the individual, Guru Gobind Patshah said, eliminated that, and it's one's relationship with Akal Purkh, the creative personality, which was to define an individual. No longer would kul or family or lineage would define an individual as Khalsa's lineage was to be with one with the guru. The Taram doctrine was banished that day as the Khalsa would be the new creed. The Karam doctrine was to be destroyed as the Khalsa did not operate in fear or fate or predestination. Khalsa operated within the hukam of Ek Onkar while feeling the grace of the guru. The Param doctrine was as well destroyed that day, because Khalsa was not to be influenced by any doubts or superstition. Khalsa aims to operate in love with Ek Onkar. This sovereign identity was a stark departure from the traditional society and practices. It had both internal and external features. Internal features were of free thought, sovereign thought, and positive attitude. and the external features consisted of five articles of faith given by Guru Gobind Patshah himself. Khalsa's behavior reflected its commitment to the Guru, and Khalsa became Guru in the eyes of ordinary people when they saw this carefree, this caring, nurturing behavior of the Khalsa. And there was no place for any racism, sexism, or discrimination of any kind. Armed with these new freedoms and this new value system, Khalsa responded to the call of times. In the early 18th century, under the leadership of Baba Banda Singh Bahadur, Khalsa delivered justice to the peoples of Punjab who yearned for it. Baba Banda Singh Bahadur overnight flipped the economic structure of the region as he ended the zamindari system, where the workers of the land became landowners themselves. Nawab Kapoor Singh and Jassa Singh's leadership ended the genocidal campaigns which were ravaging South Asia in the middle of 18th century. Ranjit Singh's Raj in the early part of 19th century featured governance style which illustrated how to have harmony even when there's multi-religion populations present. Khalsa played a pivotal role in Indian independence movement. And still currently, this day and age, you can see elements of Khalsa's sovereign thought in farmers' protests, or when there's a natural disaster and there's water and other essential resources needed in the area. So as we remember Vaisakhi, as we revive the spirit of Vaisakhi, as we celebrate Vaisakhi, we ought to reflect within ourselves. Those who have already committed to Guru Granth and Guru Panth, may you analyze your own activities. Are they indicative of the priorities you set for yourself? Do they reflect your commitment to Guru Granth and Guru Panth? Is the time and wealth and my resources, am I spending them on upliftment of humanity and connecting with Akal Purkh? For those who want to be inspired by Shabd, who want to feel the love of the Guru, I ask you to reflect on this. On that Vaisakhi day in 1699, Guru Gobind Rai so desperately, urgently requested the five lovers, the Panj Pyare, to give him also the Khande Ki Pahal. Guru Gobind Rai felt the urgency to become Guru Gobind Singh. Do you feel Guru's calling? Do you feel the urgency what Guru felt? If so, see you in Anandpur Sahib next Vaisakhi. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.
You were listening to SikhCast by Sikh Research Institute, illuminating every path.